tips for Wisconsin workers could become tax-free at the state level if new legislation proposed in the legislature is passed into law. The bill is still in its early stages, but Wisconsin could be the first state in the country to enact this kind of tax rule if it's approved. Representative Cody Horlocker is a Republican representing the 33rd Assembly District in southeastern Wisconsin. That includes Mukwonago. Representative Horlocker, welcome to Central Time.
Hey, Judith, thanks for having me on.
Of course. You are sponsoring this bill with Republican State Senator Andre Jacques of DePere. What encouraged both of you to pursue this legislation?
Yeah, so this was an idea I had given my time both in college and law school, having worked in the hospitality industry and seen a variety of different jobs that were tipped, seeing what incentives there are for individuals to provide better service, and in my capacity now as an elected official, how I can use my role to get government off of the back of those working, sometimes in some respects, second jobs to make ends meet. And this is direct tax relief for hardworking Wisconsinites across the board. And, you know, not only does it affect the restaurant industry, but like I said, hospitality, even something like dog grooming could be an area that you would receive cash tips. So there's a wide variety of folks. And as I also stated, individuals working second jobs or moonlighting in some instances that might be able to put a little bit more money back in their pocket that we as a government on the state side now, I can't affect federal policy, but at least from the state side, we know these cash tips are certainly underreported, and this has no impact on credit card tips, which we know is a large majority of the tips that are currently out there here and now. But as far as the cash transactions that are hard to trace anyway, it's twofold. We're putting more money back in the hardworking Wisconsinites' pockets, and we're decriminalizing the activity of underreporting them because technically it's tax fraud.
So, Representative Horlocker, you touched on a few things there. One is that this is not just, say, servers in a restaurant or bartenders. I think those are the tipped type of employees that most people think of, but really anyone who might be getting a tip, maybe a hairstylist or, as you said, a dog groomer or a cab driver. So this is anyone who's receiving tips. What exactly would the process be for those folks to not have to pay state income tax on that?
So just for the cash portion of what they're given, right? So if you whatever industry it is, if you're given a cash tip, we as the state don't care about it. You still have to report those at the federal level. So this isn't going to negatively impact employers that may have to pay the difference between what the amount is under the minimum wage to get those servers or those individuals up to the minimum wage. Because, again, you still have to report that at the federal level. We're just saying from a state perspective, we're going to let you keep your own hard-earned money.
And is there any concern that basically having a different level of income that's reported on the state form would throw off anything with when they're doing their federal filing?
No, because, again, you still have to report the total amount. We're just not collecting that information on the cash transactions at the state side. So you just don't have to pay that state tax for cash.
We're talking with Representative Cody Horlocker. He's a Republican representing the 33rd Assembly District, which includes Mukwonago. And he and State Senator Andre Jacques of DePere are proposing legislation that would make cash tips not taxable at the state level. And Representative Horlocker, what are you hearing from people who are either working in these jobs where they are receiving tips or the people who are employing them?
So broad base of support from folks, obviously, that are in industries that do get tipped, right? And this cuts across the spectrum. This is young folks that are working summer jobs, working during their college years or right out of high school. This is middle-aged folks that are moonlighting, second jobs to put food on the table to save up for maybe vacations. And this is older folks who have re-entered the workforce to maybe offset the cost of their insurance, right? Because that's obviously a whole nother issue that's going on. But again, from that perspective, everybody understands that, yes, these tips are underreported as it is. But really, at the end of the day, we as the state should not be micromanaging a cash transaction of an individual who maybe tips the valet, right? They give them a $5 bill after they go and retrieve the car in the rain. Let that individual keep their money. Let them put that back in. And as I said, working in the hospitality industry through college, I get that this money goes right back into the local economy. It goes into your gas tank. It goes into food for the week. It goes into, in some instances, just paying bills. So there's a lot of different avenues that folks can, get involved with taking this type of opportunity. You know, some of the negative feedback I have heard is that we're just giving a carve out for a select group. But I counter that with there are a lot of different individuals. And as I went through earlier, you know, college age, middle aged, and even some older folks that work in a tipped sort of capacity that can benefit from this. And this is certainly a free market idea, and it's tax reduction and tax relief going directly to hardworking Wisconsinites. If I, as a proponent of Foxconn, can allow for tax breaks for corporations, why can't I put forward a bill that go again right to the individual employees, right? This makes sense because, again, this is going to the individual. This isn't about tax breaks for corporations or anything like that. This is going directly to the individual who is earning that tip. And that is who we're trying to help with this bill.
Representative Horlacher, we have recently actually talked on the show about the challenges that many restaurants and other businesses in the hospitality industry have in finding and retaining staff. Do you see this as a way to make these jobs perhaps more appealing to more people?
Absolutely, 100%. This is going to help the mom and pop industry, those small businesses across the state that employ hardworking individuals that, you know, are going to allow them to take tips, whether it's a supper club, say the Village Supper Club in Delavan, right, near where I grew up. Those types of cottage industries are going to have a leg up on allowing their servers to keep their tips. And I think, again, from the state side of things, it's one avenue that we can take as a government to say, look, keep it. You are going to spend that somewhere else in very, very short order. We know that, right? Again, anybody in the industry knows that's walking around money that is going to go back into their gas tank. It's going to go back into food, or it could go into date nights. Who knows?
And one of the things that you said to specify is that this applies only to cash tips, not to credit card tips. As you said, there are definitely some in the industry who are not claiming those cash tips anyway. So maybe it's not as big of a loss of a tax revenue as one might think. But do you worry at all that if this passes and becomes publicized, that more people might start tipping in cash to be able to provide the person giving them that service that little extra bump?
I honestly hope that is the end result of this, that individuals decide, yeah, we will tip in cash. So it goes directly to the individual. Because again, if the individual has gone above and beyond and provided that level of service that warrants that, absolutely. They should be able and incentivized both as an employer that allows tipping, but we as a government need to incentivize folks to be even better in whatever capacity that they're currently working in, right? And again, this is one of those types of policies that goes directly to that, where, like, if you get a $10 bill for whatever have you, right? Like, even dog groomers, for instance, that's great. Put that towards, you know, your bills for the week, for your cell phone, for whatever. But that money, we know, again, is going to go right back into the economy. This is not the type that's likely to be invested. This is just allowing individuals money to really live on.
And as we start to wrap up, Representative, as you've said, you have worked in the service industry. I certainly have. I know a lot of people who have. It seems like this might be a bipartisan issue. Are you hearing support from the folks across the aisle from you?
Yeah, absolutely. Like with just about every bill I put out there, we try and work both sides of the aisle. We've gone to all of my colleagues in the assembly and have pitched them this idea. And we have received bipartisan support both in the assembly and on the Senate side, because this really is a bipartisan issue. Folks with history in the industry of either hospitality, restaurants, anything where tips are available, understand, yeah, these folks not only work for them, right? This is not just given lightly, but number two, it's an incentive program in order to kind of bolster their bottom line.
And we'll leave it there. Thank you to Representative Cody Horlacher. He's a Republican representing the 33rd Assembly District. He wants to make cash tips tax-free.